Welcome to Legislative Report with Lancaster County Representative Stephen Menser joining me this week. Representative Menser, give us an update on the state budget situation. This particular week, the state Senate voted to non-concur with the House-passed plan that offered no new taxes and no borrowing. Are you disappointed in the Senate's action?
Yeah, I am disappointed. We passed a budget that used reserves. Pennsylvania has about $12 billion of reserves, and we were suggesting using a small portion of that, $650 million, that we felt was not committed to any specific commitment. And that passed the House, went over to the Senate, and the Senate rejected that proposal. So it was a little disappointing. I think the vote was around 41-7. So where we're going to go from here most likely is it may go into a conference committee, and what that means is you have four members usually of leadership on both sides of the aisle that will come up with a proposal that goes to both chambers for an up or down vote. Either that or we will take up the Senate's plan that's still in our House that would require tax increases.
Standard & Poor's, the credit rating agency, gave the Commonwealth a credit downgrade due to this whole budget deadlock. How is this going to impact our budget situation here in Pennsylvania?
Well, Greg, first of all, it's a little disappointing, particularly for people that grew up in our area and pay their bills and don't spend lavishly, have a modest mortgage, may not drive the newest car, but they pay their bills and they have a very high credit rating. So to people like us, it's a shame, and it will cost the state more money. It's another reason why we really need to move forward here.
Representative Menser, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.